Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So earlier this week, the Kichai City Council voted to reduce the mayor's authority during a rather tense meeting on Thursday, stripping several powers from the office ahead of Mayor-elect Joni Harris taking over. The council voted unanimously in favor of doing so. I guess apparently they just don't approve the democratic process. They didn't like the outcome of the election. So, well, let's just, you know, change the mayor's authority. with us now to explain really why this happened and what prompted this is Mayor-elect Joni Harris. Joni, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Thank you for having me, John.
So, Joni, let's start with this. Let's start with what changes in a nutshell. What did they do? What effectively did they do?
They effectively removed the power of the mayor, the executive power of the mayor, having the superintending control of all officers and affairs of the city, which is the executive power of a mayor in our governing system.
But I mean, I looked up your city ordinance, and according to the city ordinance, the mayor is considered to be the chief executive officer of the city
Correct.
Of Kichai, with day-to-day administrative duties then carried out by the administrator. So
Correct.
That's the ordinance. Did they change the ordinance?
They removed the ability for the mayor to do their function of superintending control of all officers and affairs of the city. So they literally removed the executive power.
But if they did they, but the ordinance is still there, correct? So you still have the duties, but you don't have the ability to carry out your duties effectively.
That's correct.
So, okay. Well, first off, I'm not entirely sure that's legal, but I'm not a lawyer, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. So you were, for those who understand the basics, effectively, Kichai was a strong mayor form of government.
Yes.
And they effectively moved it to a council or administrator council kind of form of government, essentially is what they've done, correct?
That is correct. So what was indicated by the city attorney is that there was redundancies or clarifications of job duties that needed to be defined because there was a blur of responsibilities. However, well,
that's creative legal jargon there, a blur of responsibilities.
That's in general what he said. So they needed to define the roles. And so they said that executive power of the mayor was already, in essence, being taken care of by the city administrator. However, the city administrator, as you stated, takes care of the day-to-day operations. So there's an executive power of the mayor, there's a legislative power of the city council, and the city administrator really is like an operations supervisor, as in any company that
Right.
you would have. So I would not be interfering with his functions of taking care of the day-to-day operations. I would be responsible for making sure that our department heads are doing their jobs well and to make sure that the affairs of the city are handled appropriately.
Well, it's like the guy who manages the street sweepers doesn't sweep the streets. He manages the street sweepers. So they've basically said, Okay, street sweepers now manage the department, and you no longer have the ability to manage the street sweepers effectively.
That is correct.
Okay, so let's... I was a legislator. I am familiar with certain things. My understanding is the state law doesn't allow a city to switch from strong mayor to a council administrator form of government without a vote of the people. Is that correct?
That is my understanding as well. Okay. However, the city attorney indicated that this was just administrative changes.
Oh, well, that's
to
great.
Their ordinance.
Sure. So, well, and if he says it, it must be true. So, you know, to heck with what the law is. If he says it's true, yeah, we'll see how well that holds up in court. Let me ask you this. And well, by the way, we're talking. This one's hilarious. By the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wait, we're talking with Joni Harris, who is the mayor-elect of Kichai. According, again, this is, I've done a little bit, I've heard some of the audio from the meeting, and I heard one member, yes. I think it was Councilmember Matt Brewer, who specifically said that they took this action because you were elected, which is crazy, considering you won by a margin of over 15%. So this wasn't even close. It's not like this was a narrow election. Even if it was, the people had the democratic process worked. You were elected. The way this sounds to me is this is sour grapes. They don't like you coming in there. And so they're trying to nerf your ability to do what you were elected to do. Is that correct? Is that about right?
Well, you know, I can't say exactly what any of those council members was thinking, but their actions.
Well, one of them said it specifically that you were elected. Yes. So they're and it was unanimous. So if this guy says they did it because you were elected and then they all voted for it, well, then pretty much that's why they did it. They wanted to hamstring you as coming in. There's no other reason to do this. They don't like you getting elected. They were clearly supporting someone else in the election, and then they're pissed off that person lost. And so they got sour grapes is the way I see this. And keep in mind, you know, Sedgwick County voter turnout was barely 11%. Kichai voter turnout was almost 30%. So you had major voter turnout. You won with 15% of the vote, and they're upset about it. They're basically little babies, toddlers who lost, and then they're crying. So they're taking their binky and their toys and running away. I mean, tell me if this is anything, if I'm being inaccurate in any of these descriptions.
Well, I probably wouldn't use exactly the same words that you've chosen to use.
Yes, well, that's because you're a politician and I'm not, so I can say things like this. You have to get elected. I don't.
Yes, it's highly concerning. And really the main accusation came forward that I have said throughout my campaign that I am going to fire all city employees on my first day in office. And the accusation went on and on and on.
I heard that.
Employees are in fear that I'm coming in to fire them.
I heard that accusation.
It was quite at length. And here's the whole thing.
Let me ask you, have you ever said that?
Go ahead. I have said I have an issue with a couple of employees in our city hall. Yes, I have publicly spoken that
out. First off, you have a First Amendment right to say anything you want to. Second off, if you wanted to, let me ask you this. Does the mayor have the ability to fire anybody?
No, there is no power whatsoever for the mayor to fire anyone.
And have you ever said that you wanted to fire all the employees?
I have not.
Okay, so those accusations, those statements are bold-faced lies. Even if you did, you don't have the authority to do it. So they're taking these actions basically out of fear. And then the whole thing is, I don't understand, first off, why they're so scared of you, or for that matter, the people who voted for you. I guess my next question, and I know I'm coming up on my bottom of the hour break here, but what's the next step here? I mean, do you have to take this to the attorney general? Do you have to sue them? I mean, because it sounds like if they all voted 7-1, unless you've got wholesale changes in this last election, you're going to be 7-0, excuse me, or whatever it was. 5-0. It sounds like you're going to have a council that doesn't want you there. What options do you have now?
You know, I'm pursuing various options at this time of action that I can take moving forward. We have citizens. There's a citizen who has now put forward a petition to gather enough signatures to bring forward a citizen petition to rescind the ordinance.
Good.
Which they can do. There are other avenues I'm exploring that I will just continue to pursue and not speak out publicly yet what I am planning to do.
Well, I would say the 15% margin that you have, the folks that voted for you should look into recalling the jackwagons that are trying to undo the democratic process. I mean, that's what this sounds like to me, is a bunch of poor sports who don't like the outcome of democracy and are now trying to undo it. And if I'm wrong, if I'm misinterpreting this, I invite any of the five who did this to come on the show and explain how I'm wrong and try and explain themselves. Mm-hmm. But we don't do socialism in this country. We don't do communist. This is not communist Russia here. And if you don't like the outcome of an election, then you work your butt off in 2 years or 4 years and you try and change the outcome of an election. You don't do this kind of garbage. And that's what I take issue with here, is if they don't like what, you know, you, or they don't like, then they can work against you and they can try and defeat you at the next ballot box. But to try and do this, it seems very communist China to me. And that's why I found it so reprehensible when I read the story. And that's why I wanted to give you a platform. I know you have a Facebook page that exposes that. And that's one of the reasons I think they don't like you, is because you are very transparent. You expose a lot of their stuff on social media. If residents of Kichai are interested and they want to follow you, they want to connect with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
We the People of Kichai is the Facebook page where we live stream all public meetings, and I share about city issues that we're addressing.
We the People of Kichai. Gee, I wonder if that might be one of the reasons why they don't like you, is because you're transparent and that makes you a threat. Well, first off, congratulations on the win. And Joni, I would say keep it up. You know, Winston Churchill had a famous phrase, and it's actually been one of the ones that I have on my office here at KNSS. Oh, gee, I have an office here at KNSS. Ooh, did I slip something? but anyway, on my wall here in the office, it's a phrase from Winston Churchill that says, if you've made enemies, that's good. You must be doing something right. So clearly, I would say in this case, you're probably doing something right. Joni, I wish you all the best. Best of luck. Keep us updated, will you?
I will.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.